My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
And good morning and welcome to Monday's Travel and Cruise News Podcast. It's the 8th day of April, coming from Marietta, Ohio, on a kind of a cloudy, yucky day. Folks, I'm not 100% sure on how the Wi-Fi is going to work. It's been spotty. So I hope the show will go over because I'm doing it today and tomorrow here. So we'll just have to play it by ear and see how it goes. All right, we do have a number of news stories this morning. The lead story for the day, several of these stories are from over the weekend, but a passenger with dementia is missing in Cozumel. American Queen Coastal Ship sell for pennies on the dollar. Juno limits passengers. Princess Brightline announced a partnership. I was involved in that announcement Friday afternoon. That was pretty cool. Norwegian escaped to arrive late in New York City this morning. Baltimore eyes port reopening in April. And the ambiance was involved in the Cape Town incident. That and lots more. Here at 8 o'clock this morning. I saw that Kenneth was up bright and early before I went over to the program. Today, folks, National Zoo Lovers Day. Now, I realize that everybody's going to be tied up with eclipsing for a bit of the day, so you're not going to even think about going to the zoo. I understand that. Maybe you want to plan a trip to the zoo sometime today. That wouldn't be a half bad. If you're listening via, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is access.net, or wherever you get your podcast from. All the search for travel and cruise industry news. And up pops the fat travel guy. Anytime you're listening to that, if you ever want to jump over to the video, there's always a link in the description of the podcast. So you can do just that in case you want to take a look at pictures or clips or interviews that I might be using. Today's show. So, just a couple quick announcements for the news this morning, folks. Yes, I'm still planning on going to this. It's actually Gretchen's son's house in Kent, Ohio. should be there about noon today. I'll see how my timing goes, how the traffic is. A lot of the things that I keep hearing is how it's going to be, you know, this morning and tonight. So we'll see. But anyway, going up to Mitch and Fred and some of their family, and to witness the eclipse. I've got a couple pair of glasses, one for me, and one to I can put it on my phone so I can take some pictures. I don't even know if you have to do that or not. I want to try shooting through the glasses with the phone. But anyway, going to witness the eclipse. I have been one. I was in one partial when I was a kid. I've never been in a in totality. What do they call it? Where it's completely gone. This will be a first for me. And, you know, quite frankly, they say it's going to be 20 years. You know, I'm not going to be alive in 20 years. So this is my chance. So I'm hoping the weather clears up a little bit. It's pretty cold. And of course, I'm a couple hours south yet still. So, you know, there's, I have hopes that the weather will be nicer. All right, so the other thing that I was going to mention that today, we've added three things to the cruisewithchili.com. One is, you know, we did one on the Bliss going over from Miami to Southampton. And then it's going to dry dock, and I'm going to bang around Europe for a month and get back on the Bliss in Southampton and come back to Miami. So that cruise is up. It's not a bargain, folks, for a transatlantic, but yeah, it's what it is. So anyway, that's the Bliss. And then we've got the Epic Transatlantic, which is a month later, which goes out of New York. And it's a 15-nighter on the Norwegian Epic. Of course, I've been on the Epic several times now and have two more, I think, planned. So looking forward to that. And then when we get into Rome, we're going to hop over to Barcelona and get on the Breakaway for a Mediterranean cruise, 9-night cruise on the Breakaway. And then we come home. I fly home. So basically, folks, I'm going to Europe twice next year. Two trips, over and back and over, then I finally have to get on an airplane to fly home. So I like that. But anyway, if any of you want to join me, all you got to do is call me. And, you know, it's the way that they've laid out cruisewithchili.com, it's a list of everything that's available that I'm going to be sailing on. And, if you want to join, fine. Just give me a call and we can hook you right up. All right, so the top story today, folks, it's a sad and troubling story. And until I found out exactly what happened, I was a little bit upset with the whole situation. But a 66-year-old man suffered from frontotemporal dementia has sparked a multi-agency search after disappearing a week ago. Edmund Bradley Solomon, 66 years old, went missing during a break in Cozumel as he became separated from his family during a seven-night cruise around the Caribbean. Reports say that Edmund, after visiting a public restroom in the cruise terminal area, while his wife, Mimi, was waiting outside. Solomon is believed to have gotten in a taxi once he got into a taxi once he was separated from his family and his wristwatch for a trip to the beach. Multiple agencies have joined forces to look for the missing 66-year-old, the busiest port town in the Caribbean, as they try to locate the man as quickly as possible. He suffers from a form of dementia that causes him difficulties in communicating and complex processes. So, unfortunate situation there. Apparently, they walked into the terminal there at Cozumel, and he went to the restroom. And whether he went out a different door, but his wife was standing there waiting, and he never came out. And then she sent someone in, and then that led him to get the cruise ship involved, police involved. It was Icon of the Seas, by the way. Multiple agencies. They started doing put out like similar to our Amber Alert here, only on this gentleman. Cab driver reported and said, that sounds like a guy that I took to whatever beach it was. So, but they have not found him. All right. I'll be back with several more stories from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Next story today, folks. Two American Queen Voyages coastal ships, which operated primarily on the Great Lakes, have sold for a total of $1.9 million to American Queen founder John Wagner, according to a court file. The 2001-built Ocean Navigator and Ocean Voyager are now expected to enter service for a new operator following a refurbishment period. Both ships can carry approximately 202 guests. Following the bankruptcy and reorganization of Hornblower, all of the American Queen assets were off, and the American Queen paddle wheel river fleet was sold to American Cruise Lines. All right, there's been a fight up in Juneau about controlling the number of cruise ships in town. In a move to mitigate the impact of burgeoning cruise traffic, Juneau has reached a conceptual agreement with the cruise lines to establish a daily passenger limit. The decision to safeguard the city's quality of life while maintaining its status as a key cruise destination. The news was announced during a city assembly meeting with tourism manager Alex Pierce, highlighting the importance of this preliminary step. Juno's journey towards limiting cruise ship is in response to a record-breaking influx of 1.6 million visitors last season, a 23% increase over pre-pandemic highs recorded in 2019. There's a projected increase of passengers to reach 1.7 million in 2024. The City and Cruise Line National Association, that's CLIA, have voluntarily imposed a cap of 5 ships per day for 2024. However, the negotiations have not pinpointed an exact gap. Intentions are to reduce numbers below current figures with a particular emphasis on making the least traffic day. The city is concurrently in discussion with cruise lines to tackle additional issues hot berthing, which is a practice of having a ship use a berth for a short period before leaving immediately, being replaced by another ship. Downtown congestion improvements are also being discussed to enhance the visitor experience and resident life. I hate to see this in Juno, but I understand it. Juno, and can get really congested with there's when you have, you know, a bunch of ships in there. So I can appreciate what they're doing, but they don't go too far with it, and too much. All right. The next story today, folks. This was actually kind of a cool story. It came out Friday. I was actually involved with the announcement of this Friday afternoon. And that is the partnership between Princess and Brightline in Florida. Traditionally, cruise passengers have to book a shuttle or take a taxi or call an Uber or Lyft to reach their cruise ports, which can come at a hefty fee. Passengers and cruises out of Port Canaveral and Fort Lauderdale have a new, easier way to travel the cruise ports. On Friday, April the 5th, announced its new partnership with Brightline, high-speed inner-city call service that runs between Miami and Orlando. Dubbed as the Rail and Sail Program, passengers on Princess Cruises will be able to take a Brightline train to the Florida home port, which takes less time and costs less than traditional transportation methods. As part of the announcement, Brightline also unveiled a new high-speed train that is Princess Cruises' iconic Love Boat branding, famously which logo and depictions of popular cruise ports. Brightline offers 16 round-trip transits in Orlando and Fort Lauderdale with Brighton Orlando station directly connected to Orlando International Airport. The other thing, sorry about the pause in there. The other thing that came out of this, and I really got interested in this one, it was also announced that a value-added luggage express service offering guests ultimate convenience as their bags are checked at the Brightline station and are waiting for them stateroom upon their arrival on the ship. So you get on Brightline at Orlando and you're going to Fort Worth for the sale. You check your baggage at the train station and you don't touch it until you get to the cabin. To me, that's a pretty good move. I'm actually looking forward to trying that now. All right. Norwegian cruise ship moving from Port Canaveral to New York for a special one-time transatlantic position for the summer Mediterranean season. This would be the Norwegian Escape that I was on in December. Will arrive later than usual in today. This will not cause a problem for disembarking guests as the ship will not have any passengers on board. It's coming up empty. I'm not seeing this happen very often. Instead, the ship left Port Canaveral on Saturday, her last seven-night Caribbean sailing. By sailing empty to New York, the ship can move and without the need to visit a foreign port of call. I didn't realize that was one of the reasons, but I'm not surprised. Arriving at 11 o'clock this morning, the ship is supposed to arrive at 11. I'm assuming it's on time. But having the ship arrive later can make maneuver safer around ferrying other vessels. So she's now in port, but they sent for all the passengers hold off coming to get on the next cruise, the transit, and they would start loading guests at 12:30. So check-ins from 12:30 to, and then she set the scale at sell it. So the Escape will be going, but it's going to be different than normal. You don't have all the debarking people to get off the ship. Crews have to clean everything before you can get off. So it's going to make things for the transatlantic cruisers a lot easier, but they had to sit around and wait time. So Port of Baltimore has announced they hope to get back in business here in April. They got a tentative reopening date for the main channel leading to the port following the bridge collapse of March 26th. The U.S. Corps of Engineers is working hard on traffic. Can start coming in and out of the port again. However, while this is good news, it remains unclear whether cruise ships will be allowed to resume their sailings. Keep in mind, the important thing about Baltimore is for them to get the freight moving again. And if that holds off cruising a little bit for them to get back into sound with the what's really Baltimore's bread, then so be it. Let's do it. A temporary navigational channel 200 feet wide, 35 feet deep is anticipated to be operational by the end of April. The full reopening of the permanent channel, which spans 700 feet in length, 50 feet in depth is expected by the end of May. Currently, the port remains closed. So it's going to be a staggered opening. They're going to get part of it done in the month. And that might be biting off a little more than they can chew, but let's hope not. So at least we're heading in the direction. And then surely once they get going and get the freight moving again, then they'll probably schedule the cruise ships to start up. So that day, folks, we'll be back to normal there before. Now, it's going to take a lot longer time to build that bridge back. And the final story today, folks, comes from South Africa. Early in the morning Saturday. Cruise ship operated by Ambassador Cruise Line made contact with the gray Fox cargo carrier during docking in Cape Town Harbor. The incident occurred under challenging conditions due to gale force winds, complicating the berthing procedures. The Ambiance cruise liner was attempting to berth at the scheduled visit time in Cape Town Harbor, but came into contact with the Gray Fox carrier, which was already docked at Berth B. Despite the support from tugboats and a pilot, the cruise ship struggled to maintain the position against the strong gusting winds, resulting in a collision with the cargo carrier. Thankfully, nobody on either ship was hurt. It's a good sign. Damage to either ship was minimal. Another good sign. They're going to go on their way and repair it on the fly. All right. That's going to wrap up the news. Let's see who's actually up and awake, other than Kenneth this morning, to join us. My goodness, we had 26 people here today. Kenneth, Mike, and Todd, they're the only ones that have popped into the room yet. Happy Eclipse Monday. We'll see 90% in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Well, got my fingers crossed, Todd, that I'm going to see 100%. We'll just have to see if the weather helps us out a little bit here. But that's coming up today, folks. All right. I've got to do all my processing, which takes me about an hour. And then I'm going to head up toward Gretchen's son's house in Kent. I hope to get up there by about noon. Have no idea when I'll get back to the hotel here tonight. I'm not making any promises as to when we're going to do the show tomorrow. I'd love to do it early and get it out of the way so I can get on the road again, but we'll have to just plainly wait and see. All right, guys, that's going to up for today. I'll be back here in Marietta tomorrow morning for another venture, a post eclipse. It shouldn't be any different, but who knows? All right. That's going to wrap it up today. As always, folks, smash that thumbs up button. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. Doesn't cost you anything. Helps the channel out a lot. All right, guys. As always, stay safe. Stay healthy. Think about cruising. And one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody.
It's time for today's Travel and Cruise.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.